Every now and again, when I have something on my mind, I like to talk about it in a commentary. And today, I want to talk about this new study that suggests that teenage girls may actually get more upset after a good heart-to-heart with their girlfriends. Can I just tell you? Duh. How much did that study cost? Because I could have told you that for free. And now, here's another little secret I'll let you in on at no charge. Girls don't talk about their problems because they want to feel better. They talk about their problems because they want to test themselves, push the outer limits of their misery. Or they talk about their problems because talking about their problems makes their friends feel better. It's not about solutions. It's not about answers. If they, okay, we wanted solutions to problems, we'd, you know, get a book or look something up on the internet or figure it out ourselves. No, it's about sharing. It's about bonding. In other words, it's a girly workout. The same study in a magazine called Developmental Psychology, published by the American Psychological Association, says that sharing their problems, the study calls it co-ruminating, helps boys get closer to their friends too, but it doesn't make them anxious and depressed the way those heart-to-hearts seem to affect some girls. Okay, fine, be all superior, but don't tell me boys and men don't like to get all emotional on purpose too. Why else do they sit there until the very end of the game in sport X, Y, or Z, when they know their favorite team is going to lose, and then listen to the highlights on the radio on the way home? And what about these war movies they keep making, where, you know, even if the hero makes it out alive, which sometimes he does not, all kinds of horrible stuff is going to happen to him in between? You think they're making those for women? No. Why can't we all just admit it? People like to be upset. They just like to be upset on their own terms. In the same way that a friend of mine, I'll protect her identity by calling her Marie, was homesick for a while and couldn't keep down solid food, so she would watch the Food Channel for entertainment. Or the way liberals listen to Rush Limbaugh so they can irritate themselves. It's about seeing how much you can handle, creating a narrative, planting a flag in the universe. It says, we are upset, therefore we exist. Girls, do not apologize. Be your tearful selves. We have learned how to play sports, work in high-pressure jobs, negotiate, fix lamps, whatever. So co-ruminate and cry if you want to. Hey, thanks for letting me vent. I feel better already. And that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow. Sometimes in our lives, we all have pain. We all have sorrow. Always tomorrow.